Finding a babysitter can be hard. Add an extra layer of a disability on top of it, it can make it damn near impossible. The My Special Sitter program is a unique program that reduces the dependence on other family members, friends, and agencies. If you're looking for someone who's trained with autism, cerebral palsy, or Down syndrome, at My Special Sitter, they provide respite services throughout the state of Georgia. Look for them today at myspecialsitter.org. I'm Gina. Here's three things you need to know today. A bag of Funyuns now sets consumers back almost $6, and that bag of Lay's or Tostitos sets you back $5. Wash it down with a 12-pack of Pepsi, Coke, or Dr. Pepper, and you'll see that sets you back almost $9. It's why some supermarkets across the pond are saying, sorry, PepsiCo and Lay's, we won't be carrying your products anymore, and consumers are applauding their decision. While there was some supply and demand issues back about 4 years ago, now it's like, come on, man, charge more, get less, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Shame, shame, shame. With some supermarkets standing up, do you think that would ever happen here in the United States? And they say you are what you eat, but those pretty donuts, in fact, are making you ugly. A recent study out of France looked at people who got up in the morning and ate something healthy, as opposed to eating pancakes, sugary cereal, and, you know, the carb-heavy stuff. They found within 2 hours, those same attractive people looked pretty ugly. They aren't sure why, but eating those refined carbs in the morning, in fact, makes you less attractive within about 2 hours. And it applies both to males and females. So now if you're wondering, what the heck did I eat for breakfast today? Just look in the mirror. Fine or not so much. Finally, is it just me or is everybody asking for a tip these days? It used to be you tipped when you went out to eat or got your hair done, maybe used a valet. But now everybody's putting a tip jar out. And 51% of service workers agree that tipping has gone too far. They would rather have a good wage than to depend on those tips. And about 70% of us Americans have started an anti-tipping trend. 1 in 3 Americans say tipping is out of control. So when you rent a car, should you have a tip jar? When you go to the gym, you see another tip jar. Everybody's setting up tip jars, so I guess I should too. Remember, you can support the show and this podcast by hitting the support button. Send me $5 or $10. I'll consider it my tip. I'm Gina. Those are the three things you need to know today. Trees fall, and where they land could be problematic. If you need emergency tree service, or you've just been looking at that tree, the dead, dying, hazardous limbs of it all, use your tax refund and call Dawn's Tree Service today. Not only do you get a free estimate, but if you mention that you heard it here, you get 10% off. Dawn's Tree Service, 770-413-TREE.